All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. This is November the 2nd in the year of the Kingdom of God on Earth, 2023. Thanks be to the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. Well, you know, I'm inviting people today, I think, if you want to call in as soon as you want to, and we'll talk. But just scanning the news, you know, I mean, obviously the Israeli purge against Gaza, really a pretty much a defenseless little strip of land by a virtually superpower that's now begging the world for help to destroy this little community. It's pretty obscene, pretty pathetic, and what they want us to do is to get all involved in the so-called atrocities that that Hamas, this group they call Hamas, have done. And I'm of the opinion that Israel looks at all of those people in Gaza as supporters of Hamas, as like an elected government, and they believe that all the people of Gaza support them and will defend them. And even though they say they're using the people of Gaza as human shields and all of that, and putting their headquarters and equipment under, you know, mosque and hospitals and such, but I still don't think that gives you the green light to destroy a hospital and everybody in it. First of all, I don't think the whole problem, let's just get back to what the real problem here is. A lot of people have tried to explain the right of Israel to exist and defend itself. And I just recently, now let's see, I'm looking at something that was, I'm looking at a video that was put up 6 days ago. So it's kind of in this argument going on about the Palestinian Arabs and the Jews. And I say, quote, Jews, unquote, as whenever I say the word Jew, I'm referring to people who say they are Jews but deny the King of the Jews, which essentially makes them liars. So, but if I said liar, you wouldn't know who I was talking about. So anyway, and you, probably many of you have seen these four maps that are put side by side, and they try to either defend the Palestinians or defend Israel's taking of the land and renaming it Israel. Based on essentially there wasn't any real uniform government covering this whole area, that it was just essentially tribes and people occupying land. And even the first map that's shown under 1947, when it Jewish thing renaming territory Israel, and it does, it shows most of it's green, which shows really what was considered Palestinian, and then it has these little white spots throughout it running around and just scattered about, and a lot of it near the Mediterranean Sea there and up north of Gaza. And, you know, it does look suspicious. You know, it looks like something that would be a nation would be more put together than that, instead of just 100 different spots scattered all around. So here's my take on that. It doesn't matter what they, who was living where, and how many of them there were, really. Because when you create a lawful government, and I think they could have created a lawful government, and they could have called it Israel, or land of the tribes, or paradise, or whatever they want to call it. But it's got to be a lawful government. And I don't think, and see, I think what's been going on, I'm pretty sure this is what's going on. Israel has a government, and it governs Jews, and it also governs Palestinians, but it doesn't govern them the same way. And it has pushed them out of areas and smashed them up against the Mediterranean Sea, and they weren't even happy about that. They wanted to go in Gaza. Now, this is what's amazing. You can find maps of Gaza that show settlements, Israeli settlements on the beach, on the Mediterranean, taking up some of the best Gazan area, I imagine. So, I mean, they're not satisfied with just pushing them into a compound. Now they even go into the compound and push them out of areas of this. Well, this is just not lawful government, folks. Israel is simply not a lawful government. It doesn't matter who settled what when. It doesn't matter if even God gave it to them or didn't give it to them. I happen to know God did not give it to them forever, because he created the kingdom of God that includes the cosmos and everything in it. But the Jews rejected it. These people that call themselves Jews and deny Christ have rejected the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God on earth, which has been established for 2,000 years. They rejected it. And then they claim this little bit of desert real estate is what God's promise was. That's pathetic. That's a pathetic view of God. That's disgusting. I mean, that's not a promise. How's that a big, fantastic promise? No, the promise was an eternal kingdom in the galaxies, man. Everything that Christ Jesus operated on with his body, because Christ Jesus contained all space and time, therefore, anything that happened to his body happened to everything in space and time. So the galaxies were crucified 2,000 years ago, and 40 days after that, they were 30 days after that, they were resurrected, and 40 days after that, they ascended to the highest heaven. Everything has been crucified, dead, resurrected, and ascended, except these people that were, well, they are too. This is the operation that Christ performed. Now, if you don't want to perceive it and you reject it, then you're not going to be in it, are you? You're going to reject the idea that you're in that, and you don't perceive it, and you don't allow the operation to take its effect on you. Well, this is what has happened to the Jews. They're living under the wrath of God, and they want to persecute everybody. They point their finger at everybody. They claim that everybody's anti-Semitic. Well, what they really mean is they're anti-Jewish. Well, I happen to be anti-liar. And the Jews, that call themselves Jews but reject the King of the Jews, they're liars. And I'm an anti-liar, I'm sorry. And I don't mind admitting it. First of all, I'm Jewish and they're not. I'm not going to allow these people to claim, in face of me and the kingdom of heaven on earth through the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ, I'm not going to allow John Hagee or whatever his name Jeffress is in Dallas, or John Hagee in San Antonio, or Netanyahu in Israel, claim that I'm anti-Semitic when I'm Jewish and they're not. They're not Jews. They're liars. They're of the synagogue of Satan, just as Christ said. And I don't know what's the matter with these modern churches that don't read the New Testament. They're still stuck in the Old Testament, and they've adopted a heresy called premillennialism. And they're not in the kingdom because they don't believe it's here. They're doing the same thing the Jews did. They wouldn't go in the kingdom. They even denied the kingdom, and they won't let people, other people, enter the kingdom. And they support a barbaric people living under the wrath of God, and they support them in destroying people in their own land. A lawful government has only one purpose, and that is to protect the property of all of its people, their life, liberty, and possessions. Now, they have destroyed the life, liberty, and possessions of Arabs in the area of Israel. And they won't even let these people form a lawful government themselves. They won't let them have a government. Well, what are they going to have other than a militia? If some superpower is preventing you from having a government that's recognized by anybody or from the world, if they won't let you have a government, then what have you got other than a militia, and you're lucky to have that? No, the world needs to stand up and say, we've had about enough of the Jew program. First of all, there's a lot more Christians than there are Jews, and we're the real Jews, and you're not. You're liars. And you don't have an exclusive right to this land you're in. We're not buying it another 30 seconds. You're done. And stop this destruction of Gaza. Well, anyway, I'm glad to see we have some callers already. I'm going to take Sherry from Kansas. How you doing?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hey, the Ottoman Empire that controlled Palestine, it fell during the First World War. And the British got a hold of the area of Palestine, and I think in, you know, some other parts of it, the French and the British basically cut up the Mideast, and I think it was because of oil. The reason they wanted that so bad was because of oil. And
sure.
Also, I really think they wanted to get rid of the Jews in these European countries because they were tired of their agitating.
Yeah, well, they tend to take over everything, and I mean, they're at the top of everything. I just saw an article where the top law firms have sent a message to the top law school saying if you want us to hire your graduates, you'll stop anti-Semitism on your campuses. So, in other words, if you have any freedom of speech on your campus, we won't hire your graduates.
Right. But, you know, these people that have been living in the Palestine area prior to the First World War, the end of the First World War, there was like people of the Jewish so-called religion owned like 7 to 8% of the property. And the rest of it was, and there was, you know, some Christians there, and then there was mostly Arabs or Muslims, and the Jews started moving in because of the Balfour Agreement. But, I mean,
you know, and what is that stupid Balfour Agreement? I mean, what is it that gives nations authority to create unlawful nations?
Well,
I mean,
here's
this
what
thing
the
they created
was.
Over there was not lawful from the get-go, because nations are not created for an exclusive group of people that well, can exclude all others.
Here's what the deal was. Okay, Britain was fighting Germany, and Germany was winning in World War I, and they were about to settle, you know, stop the war. And then a bunch of Jews in America and in Europe, in this Jewish group, you know, they came to the British government and said, hey, don't make an agreement with Germany. We can help you win this. We'll bring America into the war. And that's what they did.
Yeah, I believe it.
And think how many more people got killed because of that, but they don't care.
That's right.
They weren't using oil so much back then, but they saw the potential for it. In fact, it was Churchill was, I think.
I think they needed a lot of oil during World War II, for sure.
Yeah,
I
mean, but he was head of the Navy. He was some, like a Secretary of the Navy or whatever they call it in Britain, or at least in the... And they saw the potential for using oil instead of, what were they, using coal, I guess? Because wasn't that on the Titanic movie? Weren't they shoveling coal in that big ship?
Oh, yeah, they used both. I mean, but you couldn't drive a tank with coal. These things were oil burners, gasoline. They were making gasoline and oil, kerosene and stuff,
Yeah, but they saw the potential over in the Middle East because it was real close to the surface. And they were coming after those people. And
Of course, now, what makes Israel unlawful, though? This is what I'm trying to get at. What I'm trying to really show people is that no matter how you slice it, no matter how you consider the state of Israel, it's unlawful. It's unlawful theologically. It's unlawful under the principles of property that regulate every aspect of lawful government. So these people, this Jewish thing they got going on over there that all these people, all these major countries are supporting, is abject tyranny.
Well, I agree, but, you know, we had no qualms about it because look what we did to the American Indians. I mean, and look what Britain's done to so many countries.
I'm going to still say it was slightly different. And I don't want to get into all that now, but I could. And I've done it before to show the difference in that kind of thing that was here and what they had in Palestine. But anyway, we're fixing to take a break here. Is anything you want to wrap up with, Sherry?
No, but I agree with you. They didn't have the right to run all those people off their lands and even, you know, give, because the original agreement that the UN passed, and they were vital in this.
Sherry, that's a good point. Let's just take Gaza, for example. Why couldn't Gaza have a lawful government that was recognized by all the nations of the world? I mean, I don't know why Gaza could not be recognized by the UN and by the United States as a lawful government, but they won't do it, and Israel won't let them do it. Now, I think if you're not only going to push them off of land or push them into a compound, at least give them a lawful government. Anyway,
yeah, you got other callers. I'll
right
hang
up after this. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, Sherry.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And we've been, you probably know what we're talking about, Gaza and Israel. And before I take the next caller in just a second here, I want to announce that I made a video last night on a PowerPoint and a narrated video. And you can find it, and it's about the unlawful state of Israel, both theologically and under the principles of property. And that's the only things you'd have available for a lawful government. And that is found at lawfulgovernment.com. Then click on lawful government on the left where the Carpenter's Hall is, and then go to the left-hand column, and you'll see it. It says, extreme example of unlawful government, Israel. And then under that, there's a link that says Gaza and you, and you click on it, and it'll take you to the site of where the video is. And but anyway, now I'd like to take a Lark from Texas. How you doing?
Not too bad, Ron. FYI, you might want to repeat what you just said. Because it came through quite garbled. I don't know what happened, but I would recommend that you repeat it because I received a link to that video, and I think it's important. So if you don't mind, repeat it.
Sure. It's lawfulgovernment.com. And then to make it simple, lawfulgovernment.com/... Let me go back to it, make sure I got it. Here it is. /... LG for lawful government -Israel.html. Now that'll take you directly to it.
That's perfect.
Did that come in? First of all, I will put a actual link in the summary of this and post it under the with at the show summary, so people can go to republicbroadcasting.org and go to my archives and see the written link. They can just click on and then hear the, you know, the show after it's recorded. So anyway, what's up, Lark?
Well, I just wanted to
I hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, and you're still coming through garbled, but I can pick up just enough. But first, I want to thank Sherry for her comments. I thought they were quite astute. I personally think the United Nations, as it exists today, which is a religious institution, is an enemy of all mankind.
I agree with
and,
you.
And, I mean, this is a mortal threat to all of us. Everything associated with the United Nations, remember, it's a religious institution. And I guarantee you, the vast majority of Americans, for example, whether they are of a religious bent or not, would be horrified to learn the truth about the United Nations and everyone associated with it. But
yes.
This is what I want to bring to your attention. First of all, I called in the last 5 minutes today of Chris Hinckley's Road Warrior radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
With something you might want to hear. And then also my correspondent, Brian, called in to Richard Carey's broadcast in the last 10 minutes or so with a reference to a chat room. It's called Beyond, KON, the official narrative, .chatango.com. Look at those links and listen to what he had to say. But this is what I want to bring to you and your listeners' attention, which I find frightening, to say the least. Here we go. Here's the headlines, y'all. Virtually all of our, and in parentheses is U.S. for United States, virtually all of our government is Jewish. If not, they would not have dual Israeli citizenship. There's number one. Number two. Corporate U.S. senators and U.S. representatives that are Israel dual citizens. That's number two. Number three, 89% of our senators in Congress hold dual citizenship with Israel.
Yeah, we're an occupied nation. There's no doubt in my mind.
You're damn right. And I'll tell you something. These evangelical millennial dispensationalist
you got it. That's what,
people that are in the Congress, they are mortal enemies of the American people. These people, I don't know if they're just totally brainwashed or what, but most of them are quite prosperous.
Absolutely. And, I think these premillennialists, even like the pastor John Hagee, I mean, that man has sold his soul and his congregation out for money. I mean, these guys get fat off of lying, going along with the liars.
Yeah, we got a real problem.
Uh-oh.
In this country.
We got to take a break, Lark, so hang on. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government, here with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. And we're talking to Lark from Texas. And continue with what you were saying, Lark, what you wanted to tell us.
Yeah, sure. There's one more headline that anyone can search that might be useful for your listeners. And it simply is from a Jewish press organ. It's called, Who Are the Jews Behind the Coronavirus Vaccine?
Excellent.
They're all Jews.
Yeah.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, I have been a student of comparative religion all my life. I'm a dilettante, yes. I'm interested in philosophy. And for all those people that anybody that studies or looks into quote-unquote vain philosophies must be somebody not worth listening to, I say that that's just bunk. Any more than anybody that ignores the fact that these Christian Zionists, as I term them, are really just a national disgrace.
Absolutely.
Upon the world stage, they are simply not paying attention. And that's why I think it's, you know, I've said
well,
this
before.
Well,
they're hypocrites, and themselves, they're... they've accepted a heresy. I mean, they're heretics is what they are, and the proper term under Christianity would be they're heretics. They've embraced a false doctrine.
And I'll say it. I've said it before a few times, and I'll say it again. When the epitaph is written on America, it will be pinned on the Christians, but penned by a Jew.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it at that, and that's for everybody out there that supports Israel or anything about it. Remember, The Jewish state of Israel has thumbed its nose at the United Nations so many times that who's keeping count?
Yeah, and it's their own creation. I mean,
yes, that's right. That's right. They're the ones that were behind the League of Nations and the United Nations, and that's all there is to it. And that's why I say they are a mortal threat.
Yeah, they created something, and when the thing they created doesn't support them the way they want to, then they're all upset about it. I can't. It's absurd. I mean, something unlawful, and then when it doesn't agree with them, then they get upset. Why didn't they get upset before?
We need to be calling out these fake Christians, Ron.
Lark, you're right on it, and I am right with you. We are on the identical same page, because I happen to believe that none of this could have come about had Christians not adopted this false doctrine. And they've saturated Christianity with it. It's the great falling away of the church. I mean, the churches are just absolutely worthless over this false doctrine, and they're supporting this barbarous Israel thing, and thinking they're doing God's work. It's pathetic, and it all has to be laid at the doorstep of Christians who have left the battlefield, who don't assert anything except going along to get along for money. And it's pathetic. The church needs to repent. It needs to get away from false doctrine. It needs to reject premillennialism and the dispensationalism and all you want to name it, and the evangelical. They need to dump that stuff as fast as they can. They need to admit the kingdom of God is here and get in it and get their friends and neighbors in it, and we'll live in the kingdom of heaven until Jesus gets back. So I'm with you, man. I don't even feel like jumping on the Jews as much as the people that call themselves Jews and deny the King of the Jews, as much as I want to jump on Christians who deny the kingdom of heaven on earth. That was the sole purpose of Jesus coming here the first time, and they reject it. Well, how's that any better than what the Jews did?
Well, anyway, I applaud everything you're doing, Ron. As you know,
thank you, Lark.
Here's one last thing I'll leave y'all with.
Okay.
It's Bailiwick News. Make sure you spell the name Bailiwick right. You can look it up. Bailiwicknews.substack.com. A woman by the name of Catherine Watt, K-A, Catherine Watt, singular, W-A-T-T. Okay. Bailiwicknews.substack.com. And she has uncovered communitarian law only of recent. And she's learning how public health law, so-called, is being implemented by our own Department of Defense.
Yeah.
In other words, the enemy is within.
Yeah, like they tried to do the COVID-19 thing with the military, too. I mean, this thing, and you know what I think about COVID-19. That is a deception to deceive people into thinking that the natural-born man created in the image of God is a threat to society, needing endless injections and implants to verify their safety and receive their digital compliance currency downloads and uploads and terminations. You talk about mark of the beast, man. That's it.
Well, and this country got taken over a long time ago, y'all. I mean, you have to realize that people like F.W. Taylor, who's called the father of scientific management, was a hero in Lenin's Soviet Union. He was a hero to Henry Ford, who funded his time motion studies on the Ford assembly lines. We have to realize that people like John Dewey, they took over American public education. We have to understand that what we call modern medicine today is a creature of Rockefeller medicine. These people were genocides. These people were eugenicists, you know? So we have to realize that the enemy is within, and they've been within for a long time, and we need to pull our head out and realize that our threat today is
right here.
Very, very real. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Thank you, Lark. Appreciate it. Mike from Kentucky, you still there?
Why, yes, I am. It's kind of bounced around a little bit since I've been on hold. Well, but what I was going to say, you mentioned John Hagee and those guys at Pro.
Yeah.
I would say Zionist because I think that's what they are. They're whatever tribe they claim to belong to. I don't think they have any proof of it. I mean, Stephen the disciple told the Sanhedrin because of their corruption, basically, they were going to be banished beyond Babylon. And to them at that time, that had to mean to them, given his connection to this guy that was running around doing all these miracles that they'd crucified, and they witnessed, you know, the earthquake and all the things that happened after that, they knew that meant that they were going to be banished beyond return. Beyond
yes.
return.
So yes, how could that's correct.
How could they be legitimate now? And all these people like the Hagees and the Christians United for Israel are pushing for this new temple or trying to hasten the return of the Lord or whatever they think they're doing. The 70th week of Daniel that they keep saying is suspended is unsealed when the, quote, power of the holy people is finally broken or scattered or shattered, whichever translation you want to go with. What's left of the holy people, really, if you go by the New Testament, is only those that are adopted into the seed of Abraham because they accept Yeshua or the Savior, Messiah, the man from Galilee, Emmanuel, whatever you want to call him. They accept him, so they're grafted in. They are Israel. You can't really be anti-Semitic if you are Israel.
Well, good point. You can't be anti-Semitic if you're Jewish. I mean, it's pretty clear that St. Paul and others and Jesus himself said, you know, basically that the children of the kingdom would be kicked out and given to others. And even John the Baptist said, don't think to yourselves that you're the sons of Abraham, because God can make sons of Abraham from the stones on the ground, and that's exactly what he did in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, he made that, and he called, it says that he, you know, don't call that unclean that I have made clean.
That's right. That's right.
He could go in and have dinner. The disciples could go in and have dinner with a unclean. What do they call him? Well, a Galilean was the lowest class in Jewish
tax
society.
Collector. With the, what they call it, like the tax collector, yeah.
Well, or Gentiles, or Samaritan?
Basically,
some woman touched. Yeah, I see what Lark is talking about now. You are breaking up. You were clear when he was talking though over the air. He just on my end there's a little crunchiness.
Sometimes when we talk at the same time, it will interfere, so I'll try not to talk while
you're
talking. That's
okay. We have a lag in all of our communications, which I believe can be used to manipulate us.
So far,
Special Operations Division.
So far, Mike, I've been able to hear you very clearly, so I'm sorry you can't hear me clearly all the time. Okay.
It's okay. It's not your fault. It's a digital lag. Latency.
Sure.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Anyway, what I was going to get at is the very thing that they seem to be their goal to reestablish Israel at a temple prophetically is a conundrum or a contradiction because they claim the 70th week of Daniel has been suspended. In order for it not to be suspended and to be unsealed, the power of the holy people would have to be broken. So what was the power of the holy people? It was, and he loosed the animals. They would take, you could buy or sell animals, whatever, and get your sins forgiven several times a year. They were supposed to keep the daily sacrifice and then the big festivals.
Well, Mike, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try to cut you short because I have several other callers, and I kind of know generally what you're getting at there, and I can only say this about that. People like John Hagee have done these incredible charts and all this detail about the 7 weeks and the whether it's a pre-tribulation a rapture, right, or post-tribulation and all of this stuff.
Right.
And you know what? They're not in the kingdom. They don't even acknowledge the kingdom. How can you be so far off, so right, intelligent? You've got all of this fantastic thing worked out with giant charts a mile long, and they know every little detail of the scripture, and they didn't get in the kingdom? Duh.
Yeah.
I don't believe they got any of it worked out. So,
right. Well, the power of the Holy People was broken. The power of the Holy People was broken when he loosed the animals and kicked over the tables. And then finally, the Romans sacked the temple, and the elements were melted with fervent heat. I think it'd be interesting if they found, a menorah or incense shovels buried at Pompeii, would it not? He destroys those who destroy the temple. All right, well, I'll let you go.
All right, Mike. Thanks a bunch. Dan from Washington, I'm glad you're there. I hope you're there, and thanks for hanging on.
Thanks. Yeah, I was watching, I got a glimpse of Bill Maher's TV show, and, he's such a disgusting person, but a lot of, what Sherry said, that what they're doing is similar to what we did to the Indians is total bunk, but people like Bill Maher and these left-wing Jews push the anti-white kind of white guilt propaganda to make people think it's the same, so we don't have a right to speak out against.
That's
what
correct.
Doing to the power.
You're absolutely correct.
You know?
Thank you, Dan, for pointing that out.
Yeah, I've done research, and Kansas. She called from Kansas. How many Native Americans were in Kansas? You know, I saw a statistic. They said about 2 million. In America and Canada, there was about 2 million, they say.
Yeah.
So, the people per square mile is nothing like Palestine. Palestine is as populated as New York City. Plus, we set up reservations. The Jews haven't set up Palestinian reservations. The only comparison you can make is Mexico City, where it was really populated. You could say the Aztecs had a civilization, but even then the Spanish interbred with them and weren't just trying to push them out. So it's false on so many levels, and the Jews are literally killing people and stealing their house.
Bulldozing. How can you claim to have a lawful government when some of the citizens, let's say that the UN had set up the entire area of Palestine as Israel, and it was just, there was no section territories off, it was just all of it's Israel, and they create a government. Well, this government would have to recognize Arabs absolutely identical to Jews. They would have to treat them the same way. That's what I'm saying. It's an unlawful government because it doesn't do that. It treats Arabs as some kind of as livestock, not citizens. Well, that's not a lawful government, friend. They can just hang that up and forget it.
Right. And the Native American, Indians were nomadic people. White people never killed an Indian family and stole their teepees, right? And these people have been there forever. Palestine, I did see in National Geographic where it showed the country of Palestine, but those people in these city states like Jerusalem they've existed there for the beginning of recorded from the beginning of time. And a lot of them are Christians, this Christian church was 1400 years old. That's literally the same people that were in the Bible. So that's, I'll let other callers get on, but it's
all right,
you
man.
Can pick thanks.
Well, I tend to agree with you, and they're slamming anybody that doesn't agree with Israel and says that we've done the same thing with our country to the Indians that were here first, but simply not true. These Indians were basically nomadic, moved around. Let's say they were 10 Indians standing in North America, that doesn't and looking around hunter gatherers, that doesn't make a nation. That doesn't make a, that doesn't mean that they have the entire continent to the, from shore to shore. I mean, that's not how you develop nations. That's not what a nation is. So, and even though some of these had something similar to a civilization, they weren't unified across all of North America. That's just ridiculous. So anyway, thank you, Dan. And now, Ken from Texas, how you doing?
Hey, Ron. Oh, boy. Hey, Ken. Covered a lot of ground today and so much to talk about in so little time.
Yes.
I'm going to cut to the chase and bypass a couple of items that I really would like to talk about and go straight to the, issue of the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapters 5 through 8, where it talks about the high priest of the order of Melchizedek, right?
Yes, yes.
And if Christ is our high priest, which I can't imagine anybody saying that he's not, because
right.
Then I don't know what planet they're from, he's not of the Aaronic priesthood. The Old Testament mentions nothing about a priest coming from the tribe of Judah. All right, so this is what the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews is laying out in precision terms and declaring Christ to be the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. So this whole building a new temple thing is absolute pernicious nonsense because it has nothing to do with Melchizedek. It has to do with the Aaronic priesthood and the old types and shadows. And
yes.
Christ is the anti-type. Oh my gosh, I have so much to say, but I'm really trying to cram it in.
Let me see if I'm getting your point, and I think I am. The order of Melchizedek was a priest that was not really connected with the other priesthood. It was like sent directly from God, and went back directly to God. So that was
right.
And that's the type Jesus is. He is not following an order, even though he's the fulfillment of all of it, and he was sent by God directly. He's in fact God's son, which makes a whole different deal. He's not just a prophet. This is the walking. This is God walking on the earth. God
right.
was in
prophet,
Christ. He's the
priest
saint
and king. The Bible
yes.
tells us in no uncertain terms he was born king, and so it begs a question: king of what? King of whom?
King of the galaxies, man. King of kings and Lord of lords over everything
right.
there is.
And so then in Hebrews, it goes on to tell us about the reunification of the house of Israel and the house of Judah. All right? That's a major, major prophecy. Talked about by multiple Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Hosea, etc., Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, you know, the reunification of the two sticks becoming one.
That's the tearing down of the wall between Jew and Gentile forever, making one people, all of the same blood. So, there's another thing that says the Jews have no claim to anything like that because they're not even Jews. They're not special. Their blood is not any different than anybody else's. We're all of the same blood. They have no special deals. They're just like the rest of us, and they need to make lawful government like the rest of us, and they need to recognize every other person as an equal in the eyes of God, and they're not doing that. They're special. We're the Gentiles, they're Jewish, they're special, they have special stuff from God, and they're liars. They don't have any of that.
Well, I disagree on the Jew-Gentile dichotomy because the word Gentile is not found in the original Old Testament or New Testament. It's not found in Septuagint or in the Koine Greek of the New Testament. But I digress. That's an hour-long conversation in itself. But the reunification of the Northern Kingdom with the Southern Kingdom is a major biblical prophecy. And it's
yeah,
not
but see,
talking
we're
about
not under prophecy anymore.
The prophets
ended with the coming of Christ. The prophets and the law were until John, and after John, the kingdom has come, and all men presseth into it. And
exactly.
So it doesn't matter what all this prophecy
you're
business
my point,
is.
And that's exactly what the Epistle to the Hebrews starts out and says. In the past, you know, we were told by the prophets and you know, our fathers of old, and then now we have a prophet in Christ. And I'm paraphrasing poorly, but that's you're making my point in that.
Well, thank you, Keith.
These prophecies are fulfilled, and
yeah,
I believe
correct.
Completely fulfilled, and thus the interpretation. The New Testament message has to reflect that. Well, I don't want to monopolize too much time, but
Did a great job. You did a great job. I'm following you, and I appreciate the call. That's very helpful.
Well, I wish we had more time, Ron, because I really appreciate you bringing this up. But in terms of lawful government, if Christ is king and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's king of everything. And so lawful government has to be under his jurisdiction, his
Amen.
Wants and desires. And if people aren't doing that, then it's not lawful.
Amen. Yeah.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you. Talk to you
Thank
later.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks again.
All right,
man.
Blessings. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you, everybody, and thank you for calling in and listening to the show. And let's pray for the deliverance of Gaza. Let's pray for the Jews to repent and get into the kingdom of heaven. So we'll see you next time.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.